I want you to know that WHO say 16% of the population in Africa may have hearing problem
right now.
If that is true, then that means around 900,000 persons in Liberia are hearing problem. Is that a great tax?
Yes.
But is that a tax that we are able to engage?
Yes.
Can we take on that tax?
Yes.
We've already started. That's what will happen, you know, that we can be here, what we call the term observant, a World Hearing Day. And this year's theme, protect your hearing health. I think I ought to know that our hearing and health, there are seven desires of the heart. Desire number one is the what? To be heard and understood. Do you know what it means when you come to somebody can hear you? Because the person cannot hear you, can they understand you?
No.
They will misunderstand you. That's why what we are doing here is important. And we want to put our hands together, number one, and give God the glory. Everybody put your hands together and say to God be glory. Number two, we want to put our hands together and thank the Minister of Health. And I say to people like David and Monica, I say, don't do it, the Minister of Health for all the show of us. Because all the health workers we are using are Minister of Health employees. That's a very critical part of our vision. When we send them to training, the Minister of Health stay paid. The Minister of Health stay paid. And when they come back, the Minister of Health stay paid. Is that a scope of our vision?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Because of that, for our vision, last year alone, all these hearing specialists, they were able to score 8,000 persons around the country.